Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble. And with great reason. Welcome back. I'm very excited about having our good friend Ray Keating back on the show. Ray is a longtime Brain Trust member. We'll soon celebrate his 17th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's chief economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, author of a number of books, including the massive Pastor Stephen Grant novel series. I think we're up to like 34 editions of that one now. Which have gotten all the awards. I mean, all the important awards. You saw him probably getting the Oscar recently for this. Ray Keating, welcome back to the show.
How are you, Jim? How's everything going?
Doing great. I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to set you up for this. You know, I'm trying.
I like it. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to imagine.
I did win Book of the Year.
I know. Congratulations. I know.
Thank you.
Hey, listen. As I've told my audience many times, we're not the least bit surprised when these things happen because we have no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. So, okay, talk to us about U.S. v. China. What's going on?
Well, first, you mentioned books. Let me put in a quick plug. Tomorrow, it could be advanced notice, we are releasing the second edition of Unleashing Small Business through IP, through intellectual property.
Right. Outstanding.
So that's going out tomorrow.
Thank
second
you.
Edition. We'll let everybody know. China.
Can we come back next month? And get into that a little bit more?
Absolutely.
Would you make sure we do that? We'll celebrate your 17th anniversary when we do.
That'd be great.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, well, you know, U.S.-China, I was teaching my class, I teach MBA students, I was teaching international business, and one thing when you get into the international realm, and we know what the deal is right now during the presidential debates and so on, you know, it's a test of whether you're an economic optimist or economic pessimist. And in particular with China, now there's a whole host of issues with China, without a doubt. I'm talking about intellectual property. That would be one of the central issues, one of the central problems. But there's also a great opportunity here. I mean, there's a reason why all sorts of businesses, from the smallest to the biggest, are looking to do business over there because of, you know, their growing middle class and the size of the market and so on.
The middle class in China is the size of America's population.
That's exactly right. People don't realize that. And that's, you know, that's the question of whether are you an optimist or a pessimist when you look at, you know, the international marketplace. And China in particular is interesting for a whole host of reasons. But one of the things that has come up recently and pops up is, you know, is China becoming a bigger economy than the U.S.? You know, this pops up on the presidential campaign trail along with all the other issues.
They overtook, in the last 3 years or so, they overtook Japan as the second largest economy.
Right. And then, you know, depending on how you measure it, you know, purchasing power, parity, which I won't get into, but it's one way of comparing GDP from one nation to another.
Yeah.
Says that China's bigger than the U.S.
And the Chinese lie, too. So you
right. Well, yeah, the data, the numbers from China, you always have to...
Yeah, those aren't good numbers. I mean, go ahead.
And if you look at, you know, just U.S. dollars, we're still bigger. But you know what? That's fine, and you know, you can debate that, but two questions come down. Number one is, well, you have to account for population, and guess what? You know, when you account for population on a per capita basis, we're still light years ahead of where China is.
That's right.
The size of our economy. It's not even close. I mean, depending on what measure you want to use, we're either four times or seven times bigger than China, and quite frankly, we're a developed nation, and they are still a developing country.
That's
you know, when you look at
They got all kinds of internal problems with their they got an immature financial sector.
Yeah.
They got an environment that's about to implode on them. They've got demographically, they got a demographic Molotov cocktail over there.
You're absolutely right. So these are all things that are in the mix on a per capita basis. Just to, you know, on that point, we're still far ahead, and quite frankly, when you look at it on a per capita GDP basis, even as bad as we're growing, you know, as bad as our economic growth is, quite frankly, right now. We're going to be ahead of them for decades to come. But number two is, what if China was bigger? You know, part of me says, so what? Because you have to look at What does that mean? If you're looking
Maybe we can start stealing some of their intellectual property.
Well, you know what? We can tap into that middle class that's growing.
Yeah,
and that's,
yeah.
It's the opportunity. And that's what, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, you're seeing opportunity. And if you can remove trade barriers and protect intellectual property in the international arena, then a growing China is what? It's an opportunity.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity.
But I'll tell you, it is an opportunity, but it's worse than the Wild Wild West over there, though.
Oh, listen, this is the fact that you have the size of the middle class, for example, over there, and businesses still hesitate.
In our lifetime, Ray,
right.
I believe China, as their current social, governmental, economic system, in our lifetime, I believe it will implode on itself. And there'll be a major upheaval over there. What do you think?
Well, we saw with the Soviet Union, certainly.
Yeah, I believe that will happen in our lifetime. China has more to fear from itself than we do of them,
yes,
in my opinion. I stand by. Here we go. Right back after these messages with Ray Keating. More to come. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.